Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Three Kenner police officers shot during a lengthy standoff with the gunman on Sunday have been released from the hospital. The gunman, Matthew Lathers, was killed. Lathers exchanged gunfire with both Kenner police officers and Jefferson Parish deputies. Sheriff Joe Lapinto says a member of a SWAT team fatally shot Lathers.
Well, one of our snipers was able to return fire on him and take him out at that point in time.
Lapinto says Lathers was wanted for an armed robbery and an attempted murder that occurred last week. In Lincoln Parish, a Dubuque police officer was killed while conducting a traffic stop on U.S. 167 just south of Hamilton Road. State Police spokesperson Ryan Davis says Officer Russell Croxton's police vehicle was hit by a truck driver who didn't see the police unit.
Mr. Croxton received very serious injuries at the scene. He was had an emergency rush to a local area hospital, but unfortunately he succumbed to his injuries.
Louisiana Radio Network.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Our cookie two-step ice cream is a creamy vanilla ice cream with hints of brown sugar, chunks of chocolate cream-filled cookies, and tasty chocolate chip cookie dough pieces. Cookie two-step has everybody's taste buds two-stepping, and one and two.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
After 3 years and nine visits to the Ware Youth Facility in Red River Parish, the State Inspector General's Office has completed its investigation. This after a 2022 New York Times article reported abuse allegations and 64 suicide attempts. Inspector General Stephen Street says the attempts varied.
A juvenile that rubbed a pencil across her neck was reported as a suicide attempt. A juvenile who scratched herself with a staple was reported as a suicide attempt. Then we found some others that probably should have been reported as suicide attempts that were reported as in other categories.
Edibles containing THC could soon be illegal in Louisiana. As report, Senator Thomas Presley says his bill does not impact the highly regulated medical marijuana industry. He's going after the recreational hemp industry that he says misled lawmakers.
And we were told that you could not get high on these products. That is a flat out lie. And I'm concerned about the availability of THC getting in the hands of children.
The bill passed in the Senate and awaits a hearing in a House committee. LRN.